Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First up, politics put pressure on the church in Bangladesh. I'll have the details in a moment. Then later, three tips for sharing why Christmas brings you hope. But first, Bangladesh will see new leadership in the new year with elections scheduled for February. In the political suspense, Patrick Anthony with FMI says hostility toward Christians is increasing. Recently, pastoral partners visited the capital city.
They talked about a Muslim cleric who was announcing on the streets that people in the country needed to stop Christian workers from converting Muslims to be Christians.
Anthony calls for prayer on behalf of Bangladesh, especially for the country's isolated Christians.
If they have a neighbor who has decided to vandalize their property or even perhaps want to do worse, our ministry leaders and their families can feel pretty alone very quickly.
Meanwhile, ministry continues in the face of hardship, as turbulent times often drive people to the source of truth and hope, Jesus Christ. Anthony says the FMI team is focused on supporting and resourcing the local church.
Our leadership team is constantly looking for new ministry leaders to bring on their roster and to encourage them and help them get their church plants kind of on their feet.
Join us in praying that as citizens of Bangladesh seek wise leadership, they would even more earnestly seek the lordship of Him whose power and love transcends earthly thrones. Next, travel west from Bangladesh and you arrive in India, another hot spot of pressure on the church. According to the United Christian Forum, nearly 600 attacks took place against Christians in India between January and September this year. That averages more than two incidents per day. Dwayne Friesen with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says all Christians experience persecution to greater or lesser degrees. However,
India has a unique reality upon them that it's sad. I'll give you one story just to kind of help to give context. A 14-year-old girl from the Punjab province had come to trust Christ as her savior. And when her family found out about her newfound faith, the immediate response was outrage and severe oppression.
Her family forced her to marry a non-Christian man and years of suffering followed. Yet the Lord brought other believers into her life, people who encouraged her and advocated for her.
She has communicated for the first time in years that she felt seen and she felt loved.
Pray for comfort and gospel courage for Christians like her in India.
That they would be all that God's called them to be and to be encouraged to know they're not alone in the midst of all the hurt.
And finally, there are three superpowers that can help you tell your hope story this Christmas. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says,
one is the power of a new beginning.
He adds that some people keep building their lives on top of previous experiences, hurts, and mistakes. However, there is another way. Trusting Christ's forgiveness and starting a second, clean volume of life.
Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. It springs up.
The second superpower is clearing our identity of false beliefs. For people who are mistreated or called names, it's often hard to make good choices in life. But there's redeeming power in believing that one is a treasured possession, a child of God.
The only one who has a right to tell you who you are is the God who made you. And He gave you intrinsic worth that no one on earth gave you and no one on earth can take away.
And lastly, there's the power of a life-saving mission.
The things that are happening in my life are to position me to be the personal representative, the face, the voice, and the hands of Jesus in this situation. Now you are propelled into your days with a mission that matters forever.
This Christmas and beyond, may your testimony be empowered by these superpowers. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.